What was your awkward first date? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Tiana and Raven, this woman was asked on a date. She said yes. Then he was dropped off at her house so she could drive. And, well, here's what happened.
I don't know who dropped him off. He just got dropped off. He asked me, could I go in the gas station for him to get a cigar? He just drove off. I came outside and my car was gone. I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him ever again.
So what do you bet that if he does go to jail, he writes her a letter?
Right.
What do you bet? Let me tell you.
Listen to the way she said it. Mm-hmm. Like,
I never want to speak to him ever again.
Wait a minute. You're considering a second date after the dude stole your car?
I'm sure he was very smooth. You know, everybody's looking for love. It's a human emotion. We all want some sort of, you know, solidification of mm-hmm. what it is that we do as a human. That gives us a sense of worth for some people.
Love makes people do the dumbest things.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. Of all the things that we do, love is probably the most powerful emotion to make us do dumb things.
It's true. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, the guy got dropped off at your house, told you you had to drive. You're driving the car, tells you to stop at the gas station. He makes you get out of the car to go get him a cigar. Steals your car.
Yeah.
And then you have to contemplate whether you should ever see him again.
I think she should probably raise her standards a little bit. Would probably be a good idea, right? I mean, if somebody's getting dropped off, all right, that's one flag. Mm. You're like, okay, circumstances happen.
Yes.
Then we drive to the gas station. You ask me to go get you a cigar. Get out of my car.
Right.
Get out of my car right now.
Awkward first dates, though. They certainly do happen. What was the most awkward first date you ever had, Raven?
So when I was, 18 years old, and I was living in Cali at the time, I was working, you know, Six Flags. I was an amusement park worker for a moment there. You love that ranger outfit I tell you about that I had to wear.
Short shorts, he says.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In the integration program, in the training program, I met a lovely girl there and I asked her out. Of course, I didn't know anywhere to go because I had just moved to that area. So we went to the amusement park for her first date. Don't ever go to a water park for your first date. When you come down the slide, it's nothing but a wedgie machine, man. Mm. And then you never look cool picking that thing out when somebody just met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable.
No. Yeah.
Didn't find love there.
I just feel like also as a woman, I mean, how long can I suck my stomach in a water park? like the first 5 minutes, I'll, like, you know, I'm all positioned correctly. But when you're flying through the air on a water slide, like, it's hard to look like good and put together and 5 pounds lighter, like, sucking everything in.
I mean, again, we were like 18, 19. Metabolism wasn't a problem at that point in our life.
Right? It was a different time.
That's right.
I was thinking about it. I didn't date a whole lot of guys before my husband's. I met him so young, but the guy with the samurai swords, always.
Right.
Yeah. I went on my first date. He was actually the bouncer at the best bar in my college town, and he liked me, and I didn't like him, but my girlfriends were like, if we're going to keep getting into this bar, you got to go out with this guy. So you got to take one for the team. I went out for the guy. He invited me back to his apartment. I walked in. There were samurai swords everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
I just sat there with my hands in my lap the whole time, terrified.
Terrified, right.
He's such a nice guy, you know?
But will I leave this apartment? That was really your thought.
Yeah, good news. I survived. Yeah. A woman got asked out on a first date, and the car got stolen. Her car. She was driving. Awkward, right? This is what she said about it.
I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him ever again.
Like, she was contemplating a second date. The dude stole your car. What?
Sometimes we make bad choices when we're in search of love, and it's tough to be lonely.
No, I know. And listen, first dates are always somewhat awkward because you don't know what to expect. But what happened on your awkward first date? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
Well, I actually met this girl online, and we went out to a Japanese restaurant, and I didn't know that we booked a hibachi table with two large other families there, and we were right in the middle of two big families. Very awkward for a first date. Couldn't even hear each other speak. They were throwing stuff at our faces, and it was it was awkward.
My first question is, if she catches the shrimp in her mouth, is she a keeper?
Right.
Yes, no, circle one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's hand-eye coordination. It kind of alludes to what to expect from you later, you know?
Conversation aside, all that other awkwardness, once she blew out the flaming volcano of onions, I knew she was the one for me.
Absolutely. Tiana and Raven, what happened on your awkward first date?
I took a girl to my favorite Italian restaurant. Couldn't wait to get into my meal. She ordered fettuccine Alfredo, took three bites, and said, I'm full.
Oh, gosh.
That's always terrible.
And I was so hungry, I wanted to eat my meal.
Right.
And I sat there like a gabon.
And stomach growling on the way home. Can't wait to get her out of the car so you can go home and hit the microwave.
I feel like girls don't do that anymore. They're like, where they only eat three bites of food.
The salad?
Yeah.
Where they don't, I'll just have a salad. They don't do that anymore?
Like, there's no world where I'm going out to a nice restaurant and I'm just ordering a salad. Anna and Raven, what was your awkward first date?
Okay, I went on a date. I met the guy. He was a lawyer at traffic court. And so we talked for about 3 weeks, and then we went out on a date. And the first part of the date was good, you know, and then we were just, you know, he answers the phone. He had a phone call. He answers the phone, and then he says, it's his mother. And so all of a sudden he starts, and he's driving now. All of a sudden, he starts cursing at his mother, calling her, like, you know, the B word and all of this other stuff. And as he's doing this, the car's getting faster and faster and faster.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of a sudden, I have my hand on my mace because I always bring my mace on my first date.
Smart.
I have my hands on my mace. I'm looking around it to see if there's any airbags around to make sure that it was safe. I had my seatbelt, and I'm, like, praying that I don't get in an accident. And finally, he looks over at me after he's done yelling at his mother about this is how you were when I was a kid and all this other stuff. He goes, I guess you want to go home. I was like, it wouldn't be nice. But you don't have to drive me. You can pull over right here. On the way home.
Good for you.
Oh my gosh.
Safety first, right. You're just hoping for a slow turn at that point so you can barrel roll out of the vehicle. Good for you.
He was like,
exactly. I was like, he doesn't even have to bring me home. All right. Just pull over and I'll get out. I have brothers that'll come get me.
Woman got asked out on a first date. The guy showed up, didn't have a car, so she drove. And then he stole her car. Yeah, and then she said this.
I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him ever again.
Was there going to be a second date when somebody steals your car?
I'm telling you, it sounds like it's leaving it open. And I guarantee you, if he's going away for a bid, he's definitely going to write her a letter. 100%.
That's an awkward first date. Definitely awkward. What happened on your awkward first date? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I started out really great. Actually, we went out to a fancy steakhouse for dinner. It was wonderful. He's driving me home, gets pulled over for a traffic infraction, and we're sitting there waiting and waiting, and more cops pull up.
I knew it.
And all of a sudden...
they drag him out.
All of a sudden, they drag him out of the car, they arrest him, they leave me with his car.
What?
And say, just take it home.
What?
There was a warrant out for his arrest, so I drive his car home... And his parents had to come pick up his car from my house the next day.
Wait a minute.
I mean, that's the thing. First date, you don't even know where this man lives, probably.
Right. Wait, so how long have you guys been married now?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Anna and Raven, what's your awkward first date story?
On the first date, after speaking with this girl for about a week and a half, she shows up to the coffee shop with her mother.
Oh, no. No, no.
We had an old coworker like that, Raven, remember? She would go everywhere with her mom, and her mom used to set her up on all the dates.
Who was that?
So it wouldn't have been so bad, but her mom didn't want to sit at the same table, so she awkwardly sat right across from us. And the problem was that I was cracking jokes trying to make it normal, but the girl on the date wasn't laughing. Her mom was.
I think I know who you went out with.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened on that awkward first date?
Hey, so we had been talking for a while before we actually made the date, and he was, like, really great about making arrangements, and he invited me, and he's like, okay, I want to take you somewhere nice, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, cut to, we get to the place. And as soon as we sit down at the restaurant, he goes, okay, let's make something clear. We're going Dutch on this. We're splitting the check. You need to be okay with that. Like, he got really weird about it. And I was like, I'm usually like, okay, I'm fine splitting the check, but like to be that adamant and that's the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. That's weird.
Okay.
You know what it was? He didn't want to think that he owed you anything. Like Anna.
Oh, here we go.
Anna used to never let anybody buy her food or anything like that because she thought that meant that she owed them favors
They
bought her meal.
So
that's what he was doing.
Yep.
He just wanted, you can rip his clothes off after and treat him like a piece of meat. You can't objectify that gentleman once you guys have gone Dutch. That's all. It was your mistake, not his.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your awkward first date?
So this guy brought me to an escape room, and the whole time we were trying to, like, figure out the, you know, puzzles and all these things, he kept making these jokes about how this was, like, a plot to kidnap me and that we were, like, stuck in this room together. It was incredibly awkward, and you know what? I wasn't going to call him, but he never called me after that night.
That is weird.
No, it's a joke.
Right, but like,
it's just a joke. But, I mean, you both left there.
Yeah. But if I was like in an escape room and the guy kept saying something to me like, "We're never getting out of here. We're here together. I'm going to kidnap you." I think any time a first date uses the word kidnap, it's a little bit of a red flag.
Well, that's true.
What was your awkward first date? Head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search for Anna and Raven.